Malachim Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shir, the Siyata Dishmaya. This is the eighth shir, and the Rambam Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Al He, Halacha Aleph. And what we saw in the previous shir was that there are numerous instances where the Torah writes Ish, and Chazal say Ish is Memayit HaKotan, when it comes to the various chiyuve misa of isurei arayis, having relations with people that one is not allowed to have relations with. So the Torah is memayit hakatan, and we asked, why do you have to be memayit hakatan? A katan is memur from kol haTorah kula. And what we saw was that there's the yisod of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that when the Gemara says in Sanhedrin 55b that a katan abal avehema the kol nami ikav rachmanu dechasalei, that there's an avera when a katan has bestiality, but the Torah had mercy on him. What it means is that since the Torah had mercy on him and doesn't punish him, i.e., he's pater me'oinesh, me'mela, he's also not included in the azhara. So once there's a p'tur in the oinesh, he's also not included in the warning, because a katan is in chayiv mitzvahs. And me'mela, we understood that that's all when it comes to the psukim where there's the azhara separate from the onesh. So we say that we have mercy on him when it comes to the onesh, and therefore that also doesn't apply to the azhara. Since the Torah had rachmanis not to punish, the Torah also said they're not included in the azharas. But where the azhara is included in the onesh, so they're included in the azhara. Because, like the Rambam tells us, that the ikar pasuk here by klala, for example, is a onesh, but it's also an azhara. Included in the onesh is the azhara. Their ketanim aren't mufka. Since ketanim aren't excluded from that, you would think that they're included in both the onesh and the azhara. When do we say that ketanim are excluded? It's when the Torah had mercy on them not to punish them, and b'meila they're not included in the azhara is pasuk as well. But when the onesh and azhara are one pasuk, encapsulated in the onesh is the azhara. So maybe there we don't say that, because you can't say that ketanim aren't included in the azhara. You can only say ketanim are excluded from the azhara, or since the ketanim are excluded from the onesh, and mela b, they're also excluded from the azhara. But that's only where there's an a and a b. But where they come together, who says that we say that? Could be that since there's no separate azhara, that we say they're pater from the azhara, and mela, we just say they're chayiv in both the onesh and the azhara. That this pasuk includes onesh and azhara. Chayavim are obligated, katanim are chayav in both. They have to keep the azhara and they get the onesh, if not for the special miut. And that's why we needed a special miut when it comes to klala. And hakaz learned from klala, that klala, the onesh and azhara in the same pasuk, and mele you would think that the katanim are chayav, so kamash malan that they're not. That's tamsis what we saw in the previous shir. In other words, the only way we could pater them from the onesh is when they're pater from the azhara as well. But when there's no separate azhara, so maybe that doesn't apply. You're not patering them from the azhara, maybe you're not patering them from the onesh. So kol mashma lan that they're chayav. Okay, so that is the tamsis of the previous shir. And now we're going to go to all those instances where we saw that you include, that we have to exclude ketanim. Isha ubita, achoisai, nida, doidosai, eisha sochiv, eisha soviv. למה צריך את כל המיעוטים לגבי קטן? אז עכשיו אפשר לומר כך, שלפי דברי הרמב״ם, שמעצם העונש מבואר העשרה, מה אמרנו? אמרנו ברמב״ם בספר המצוות, זה מה שהערכנו, שברמב״ם בספר המצוות, רואים שמעצם העונש מבואר גם כן את ההזהרה. אז יש לדון בכל העונשים שבתורה. שנאמרו על אזהרות שכבר ישנם בתורה. We would like to discuss all of the punishments in the Torah that were said on Azharos that already exist in the Torah. Ha'im b'chai gavna ha'onesh eino azhara nosefet, v'lo bela nosha la'azhara shekvar ne'emra u'shegan, b'chai gavne ha'onesh hu azhara nosefet. What's the nature of onshim in the Torah? If you already have an azhara, and then you have an onesh, somewhere else you have an onesh, is the onesh telling you that included in this onesh is a separate azhara as well? Or, no, it's just an onesh. The azhara was already stated, the warning was already stated, and now we're stating the onesh, but they're two separate things. It's, in other words, onesh doesn't, the second, the onesh that it says does not include an additional azhara. O, shekam b'chai gavna ha'onesh hu azhara nosefet, or we could say no. That in such an instance, the onesh is an additional azhara. V'nafka mina la'avor alav b'shnayim. U'l'chumre yiseiros l'ispey al yidei zeh. So what's the nafka mina? The nafka mina is that when there's an onesh, are you over on two azharas or only one? Is it more severe or less? In other words, is the avera itself a worse avera? Vis-a-vis the avera, the punishment is also, but we're not talking about the punishment, we're talking about the avera. Are you doing an additional avera or not? ומפשטוס לשון הרמב״ם בשורש י' ד' ובלא תעשה סמך משמע שרק כשאין אזהרה אחרת כיוון דאין עונשים אלא אם כן מזהירים בעל כורכך מבואר מתוך העונש עצמו אזהרה אבל כל שישנה אזהרה בפני עצמה אין בעונש משום אזהרה נוספת אז יש משמעות ברמב״ם In the 14th Shorosh, that's one of the great, great gifts to the world that the Rambam gave. His Shoroshim to the Sefer HaMitzvahs. There's not enough Torah about the Shoroshim. So that's a good thing to learn, Rabbi Say. In his Shoroshim to the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Shorosh Yudalit, and in Lo Se'aseh Samech, it's mashma that only when there's no other Azhara, since Einon Shinalin Kein Mazhirim, in order to give a punishment. There has to be, people misuse that today. Ain onshim l'ken masir. I'm only going to punish you. First, we have to tell you not to do it. And we'll give you a warning. You better not do it. So that's how people tell you. That's not what it means. We'll give you a warning. You better not do it. And then you can give a punishment. What ain onshim l'ken masir means is that the first there has to be a lav. There has to be a losase. And only once there's a losase can you say that there's also an onish. And that's like Rav Hutner talks about in one place based on the Sefer Achinuch. I just remember it from Rav Hutner. But Sefer Chinuch, you would think that if there's an onesh, you have the option of doing it. It's just the Torah says you could take the hit. Maybe it's worth it to take the hit. You know, sometimes you have a kohen. So he's in love with a grusha. And he wants to marry a grusha. So he says, listen, I know that I'm going to get punished. I believe I'm going to get punished. But it's worth it because look at her. look at what I'm getting. It's worth it. So that's no good, because even if a person's willing to take the hit, it doesn't matter because it's still aser. That's why the Torah says, onesh, we have an onesh, azhara minala, and where do you get an azhara from? There has to be an azhara, because it doesn't just go with an onesh. Onesh only comes with an azhara. There's no such thing as somebody being allowed to say, okay, I know the Torah forbids this. I know the Torah gives a punishment for this, but I'm happy to take the punishment. This is worth my while. Also, let's say a guy is mentally suicidal. So he says, you know, I really, really want to do this Aveira. This Eishas is so appealing, and they're going to kill me beside her. I'm not so happy with my life anyway. Let me just go out with a really exciting experience. So he's not allowed to do that. Why not? Because it's Aser. It's not only an Azhar, it's Aser. So the Mashmos of the Rambam is that Ein Onshin Me'alein Kein Mazhirin means that if we don't find another Azhara, only when we don't find another Azhara, you say that within the Onesh is encapsulated in Azhara. Ba'al korchecha mevu'er mitzorcha Onesh atzmo yazhara. That from within the Onesh, you can derive an Azhara because there has to be an Azhara. There can't just be an Onesh. But if there's an independent Azhara, the Onesh is not considered an additional Azhara. Kol sheyeshna azhara b'fnei atzma, So ein ba'onesh mishum azara nosefe. No. Mashmos the Rambam is, like one side of the Chakira, not like the other side, that once we have an azara, we cannot derive that there is going to be a second azara encapsulated in the onesh. No, we already have an azara, and we have an onesh, and peace shall be unto the Israelite people. Shalom Yisrael. There's no separate azara. Okay, so that's the yisod from the Rambam, that once we have an onesh, we have an azara, they're two separate things, and Mamela, we're not going to assume that there's an azara encapsulated within the onesh, unless there is no other azara. But if there's another azara, then there is going to be no azara within the stated punishment, onesh. V'imken, efshar lomar, shekol ha-miyutim sheneemru v'ma shekatav k'tuv ish prat lekatan. All the miyutim that we had, that we saw, that it says ish prat lekatan. It says ish prat lekatan. Omnam lo lema'et katan kamayri. They are not coming to be memayir katan. Why not? The belav hachi eino bechlal azharot. וממילא שגם העון ששנאמרו על העשרות שכבר נכתבו שכן אתבר לה עליו העזרה כתבו רק על העשרות שכבר נאמרו כעז לי לקבו קטן גם בלא מיות די איש פרט לקטן. So all the מיותים that were said when it says איש פרט לקטן are not coming to be ממית הקטן, because anyway a קטן is included in the עשרות, and ממילא the עונשים that were said in the עשרות that were already stated are not coming for an azhara. In other words, they're not telling us a new azhara. They're just telling you about the onesh of an old azhara, of another warning, of another forbidden act. Meaning that the act is forbidden. They're telling you that for this forbidden act, you get an onesh, but they're not adding an azhara. And therefore, katan's not going to be included, because katan is pater from all azharas. So you don't need a meat to be mamayit a katan. A katan's not going to be in the onish because a katan's not going to be in the asar. What did Rabbi Kivei Eger tell us? Rabbi Kivei Eger told us that when you're memayit a katan from onish, memayit, you're saying he's also not in the asar. There's no sibas achiyuv. Once he's not in the onish, he's not in the asar either. So once there's no sibas achiyuv, Avadi's not in the onish. So memayla, when you have an ish, all these psukim that we're talking about that were chayiv a katan misa for rice. Of course, they're not in the onus because they're not in the azhar either. Ela dezegufa ne'amar b'ma shekatuv ish prat lekatan ligalot lanu al onesh ze she'amar bo ish lema'et katan de onesh ze gam le'azhara ne'amar de mishum hachi haya shayach leze gam katan u'ba yikra de ish lema'ato. So what does it say ish prat lekatan? To be megala on the onesh that was said ish, it's memayda katan, that this onesh is telling you an azhara. De mishum hachi haya shayich leze gam katan, ubaikra de ish lemato, ay zehavraka. That here is an exception. You know why you need ish lemayit katan? Because it's telling you that here, what did we say before? We said that when the azhara is included in the, when the Azhara goes together with the Onesh encapsulates an Azhara. There you don't know the Ketanim or Pater. You only know You only know the Ketanim or Pater when there are two separate things. There's an Onesh and there's an Azhara. And once they're a Pater from the Onesh, Memela, there's also no Sivas Achiv, the Azhara. But when they're one and the same, in other words, the Onesh encapsulates the Azhara, there you don't have this mechanism of saying, God had mercy on them not to give them the punishment. Memela, they're also not included in the Azhara. Because here, the Onesh and the Azhara are one and the same. Maybe it's like stronger, it's like a bigger onish, it's harder to pater from this one, right? Because normally an onish is just an onish. But here the onish and the azhara come together. So you can't pater a cotton. You can't, in such a case, you can't pater a cotton. Because the onish and the azhara come for whatever the svar is. But that's, you see, there's a chil between where Rabbi Kivei Eger says and what we're saying. In other words, Rabbi Kivei Eger says that Torah patered him from onish, and Memeli is not included in the azhara pasuk either. When the Azhar and Onesh are in the same pasuk, so then a katan is included. So in all of these cases, that's exactly what's happening. We need a mute for the katan because these psukim are saying that within the Azhar, Onesh is also an Azhar. Normally it's not, but here it is. So therefore, katan would be shaykh. That's the havamina, that a hira katan would be shaykh. Because the onesh was also said as an azhara, and therefore a katan would be relevant here. And the etzem ha-miyut eino ela legalois she'azhara nosefet yeshna ba'onesh. So the miyut, that's the gilui of the miyut, that's what this exclusion is coming to teach us, that there's an additional azhara within the onesh, and that's why we need a miyut for katan. And if so, lo kashemidi koma shekshenu, farenfrit alakashis, baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmai hodol adonai ki tov ki olam chasdo. That we had all of these cases, one after the next, tak, 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 we saw the Rishonim, we alluded to the fact that the Rishonim answer locally, this one, that one. אבל עכשיו אנחנו במכה אחת, אנחנו מסתדרים עם כולם, איך? Because the miut is coming to be l'rabo, he says, horror. The miut is coming to tell us that there's an azhara here as well. From the fact that you have to be ma'ayet katan, zem lamed otanu, that with included within this onesh is also an azhara. Ve'hecha de'gali k'ra, ve'hecha de'gali gali, ve'hecha de'lo gali lo gali. Ve'omnam ba'hanu she'esh miut, be'ez azharas yeshnam alav, ve'hanu she'esh miut, be'ez azharas yeshnam alav. Oh. So here, taka, there are two asharis. So anybody who has a havamina to sleep with her mother and her daughter, or has a havamina with his choisech, hasham, the other one also, has a havamina with any, all of these cases, there are two asurim going on. There's the regular ashara, and then there's the ashara within the onesh. And that's why you need to be mamayit or katan, because there's a special gilu here from the miyu to the katan. There's a ribu that is an additional ashara. והדברים מאירים ומסמכים ברוך השם. Now in Parshas Kisetze, chapter 24, verse 7, כי ימצא איש גונב נפש מאחיו בבני ישראל והתאמר בו ומכרו, ומת הגנב ההוא, וביארת הרע מקרבך. So, when a person steals any of his brothers, children of Israel, and v'his amir bo, what does v'his amir bo mean? So the Ibn Ezra says, kichaveiro. What do you mean, kichaveiro, kichaveiro? In other words, the same meaning that it has in the pasuk of, v'hayim lo chafatz tabo v'shilachta l'naf sh'morcha l'sinkranik lo s'is amir ba tachas esheri nisa. So, there, the samer means to use his. The Rashbam says to use his schoiro. To sell. To deal with somebody as a slave. But the Ibn Ezra says, to deal deceitfully. It's an interesting parish. In any event, but what's the point that I'm trying to make over here, Rabbi Say? The point I'm trying to make is that here it talks about being goinev nefesh. Me'echov mibnei Yisrael, stealing and then selling somebody, he has to die. So there's a strange Rashi here. Rashi says, be'edim uvahasroe, v'chein kol ki yimotzi shevatoira. So there has to be Edim and Hasra to this act. And the obvious question is, well, it's always with Edim and Hasra. So what's the Chiddush of Rashi? Not only that, but in the Sifri it says Be'edim. So Ki Yamatzei Be'edim, it's found with Edim. What does that have to do with Hasra? And once you say that without the pasuk, there's no hasra, you don't need hasra. So why does the pasuk add hasra? That's the kasha. So Emir Tzashem, if God is kind to us, we will resolve this, and we will tanserain Emir Tzashem into more gevaldik inyanim next time. And I thank you so much for listening. This was really fantastic. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.